We'd get about 5 or 6 gallons of milk every morning, sometimes 8 or 10. Going down to the county we had up. What we didn't use, my mother would set it, pour it in the pan and set it in the box. It was outside in the yard in the shade. All screened in with that.
Yeah, we
screened.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
And the door on it. She put that milk in that box.
Pantry?
What we didn't use. I thought that's what it was. We hardly have milk at night much.
And now we had that
mostly in the morning.
Milk.
Well, that make a separate the cow from the calf in the morning, you know.
It was about 4 feet wide, about 6 feet high.
We separate them, turn the calves one way and the cows the other. We get about 5 or 6 gallons of milk every morning. Sometimes they were all over the woods. We had them out here about 6 miles off.
Yeah,
was all over the place. And what it would say, pour it in the pan and set it in the
pasture.
It was outside in the yard in the shade.
We had a little pasture there for the calves, to keep the calves from getting the milk.
He put that milk
in that box. We used the woods, just plain open woods always.
We all had
milk
at night, sometimes
Fort Pierce. Our cattle run that far back and teeth.
Separate the cows from the cattle.
Some would go over to Fort Drum, we'll be on the other side.
At night, I mean.
Some of their cattle come from over here. Some of our cattle would go to Cocoa and some of them would go to Fort Pierce. But we all, at that time, all the other cattlemen, you see, and my daddy, you know,
6 miles off, yeah,
we take care of them.
Of everybody's cattle that come around. We take ours and theirs and hem them up in the summertime. Stomp down, we stomp them. Make a cop in there, you know, on the old rails.
And just plain open wood.
10 cattle in there, maybe sometimes 200-300 head in that tent. At night.
Fort Pierce. I kind of run that fur back and see.
Let them stomp in there, put the droppings in there, you know, and stomp it up.
Some of their cattle
stomp it
over here.
And then about half a week, we'd go there at old time clock, turn it over. And put them in there about another week or two. Turn it over. Boy,
all the other cattlemen,
you got red planting
my daddy.
Crop, you had some fertilized ground.
We took care of it.
And we plowed it and turned it.
Everybody's cattle come around.
About that much fertilizer.
We take ours and theirs.
Yes, you grow most anything.
Head them up in the summertime.
You're telling me.
Stomp down.
You know about that? You mentioned a barn.
Stomp in there, you know.
Whereabouts in a barn would you like to keep hay and stuff like that?
Oh,
10 cattle in there maybe sometimes.
We took them, the logs. We took them logs and made us a corn crib. Right. I imagine it was 24 feet square. We'd fill it for a corn. Then we had a wagon shed. Put up on the post. They could ride a horse on it. Put your wagon under there. It was about 30 feet long. About 20 feet wide, I guess. And up in there we had hayo. Put hay up in there. Then we had another big old barn that we put hay in.
Whereabouts
in the barn? Quadra, you know, quadra.
I'm not really sure what is that.
That's the leaf off of corn.
We take them, the logs,
whenever.
Took them logs and made it.
Whatever you're going to make, if you don't say the whole stalk, just go in there and strip that leaf off. Till you get a pretty good long one. We take one, about 2 or 3 of them leaves, and then we had a just wrap it around that corn 2 or 3 times, roll it back, and stick it under there. It was just tied.
Place a ride, a horse.
You throw it down the pile when you do that. Walk it down the road and pull that
30 feet long.
That leaf off the corn tied up again.
And up
we call it fodder.
Up in there we had hay roll.
And
put hay up in there.
Then we let it stay all day.
Another day.